The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you once again because you are the Lord. Thank you because you are the faithful one, because power belongs to you alone. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. We say, Lord, that our thought, our meditation, our hearing, Lord Jesus, shall be controlled by you, and we shall be blessed to the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Today, by God's grace, we are going to start looking at a character in the Bible that is so important to us, and that is no other woman than Mary, the mother of Jesus. I tell you, it's so difficult to put things together concerning this woman because she has so many qualities that we can just learn from. But the little that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us during the time that we're going to share together, I pray that the Lord will use that to revive our life and to make our life to be better for him. Please turn with me to Luke chapter 1, and I will start reading from verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And in King James, there's a verse that was added that was not in NIV. And it says that, "Blessed are you among women." Mary, you will be surprised that the meaning of Mary means rebellion, sorrow, bitterness. That's the root meaning of Mary. But it's so surprising that out of this is where the Lord Jesus had decided to come through. That will let you know that whoever you are, God can still turn your life to be fruitful for him. Who is Mary? A little information was even given about Mary's parents. In fact, parents Mary, their names were not mentioned at all. The only thing that we were told in the Bible was that she lived in a humble village that was called Nazareth of Galilee. Galilee was surrounded by a lot of hidden people, hidden towns. Therefore, it is sometimes referred to as the Galilee of the Gentiles. Nazareth was such a despised village, a despised town, that in fact, when Nathanael was told that he should come and see Jesus of Nazareth, his reply was very, very confusing. And it established the fact that this town that is called Nazareth, where our Lord Jesus came from, where Mary was living, was so much despised. Turn with me to John 1:46 and hear more about the town where Mary was living. John 1:46. Let me start from 45 so that we can get it right. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nazareth? Can any good thing come there? Can anything come from there? Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. That will tell you that, you know, this town where God decided that his son will come from, where Mary was living, was not a town that was ever recognized to be anything important. In fact, Nathanael had to be so surprised that if Jesus will come, will he come from Nazareth? Are you sure? You are very sure what you are talking about? This was the background that Mary came from, a place that was never accepted by the rest of the people that was living in our, during our time. God is no respecter of person. He's no respecter of place. He is the sovereign God. He can decide to do whatever he likes. He is in control of history and of his people. Mary was the tribe of Judah. We were told that she became the wife of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Heli, according to Luke 3:23. Out of that humble background, Jesus Christ, the one that will change the destiny of the whole world, was born. And to a woman who had nothing to boast about, to a very poor background, Mary was very poor. Yet the angel of God was sent to this obscure place, this hidden, not recognized, not thought of, nobody wants to live there. It is a place that no one can boast about, that is where I was born. And yet, God asked Jesus to come through this place. Can you now see that the eyes of our Lord goes through to and fro, according to that 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9a. I don't know what you are doing. I don't know where you are. I don't know how hidden you think you are. I don't know how hidden you think your life is. I don't know how ridiculous you think your life is. I don't know how you feel you have been rejected and been dejected and you have been abandoned. I want to tell you that Nazareth can identify with you. Yet, God was able to take the best out of that place. You never can say the best is yet to come out of your life. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. What does it say? For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. What are you going through? The Lord sees you and is ready to strengthen you. Mary was living in the most hidden part of the then world, and yet God was able to seek her out. Because our God sees all things, God is not blind. You know, as a frequent flyer, I always want to sit at the window side. The reason is because I just want to look at the, as we take off and we are flying over a city, I want to look at all the houses. I want to see the streets. I want to see all the cars as they go. And within few seconds, we can cover a city. And especially when I'm coming back home to Minnesota, I want to look at the, at River Mississippi, and it goes through. And I want to see how it divides those cities into two. You know, I always love to sit at the window. Now, I always now meditate on how God is looking at the whole earth. If I, ordinary human being, can fly over a whole state within seconds, how do you think that God cannot see you, however hidden that you may be? That's why we have to be encouraged, because the thoughts of the Lord concerning us are so precious as children of God. Never you allow yourself to get to a dead end where you think there's no way. There is way, because God sees all of us. And that's what he said in that Isaiah 40, 21 to 22. This woman that is called Mary, God used her body to bring the greatest gift to the world. Mary's womb was used by God. God sent that word that have always been with God, right from the foundation of the world. The Bible says that he sent that word through Gabriel. on that day to go and see Mary. And God sent that word into the womb of Mary. And that word became flesh. And that word was brought to the world. And that word came because of you and me. And that word now became the greatest source of our joy. I don't know. Maybe you have not received that word that was sent through Mary on that day. Because the Lord had to be sure that Jesus did not come through the natural process that every human being now comes through. But a flesh had to be used as a vessel for God to go through to reach the world. God will have decided to drop from heaven and then drop on a mountain, maybe in Jerusalem or somewhere. And everybody will say that, what happened? What happened? Somebody had just dropped from heaven. Oh, we're going to believe this. We will be scared. Not only that, Jesus will not be able to relate with us because he will not have the human nature that will be able to make us to understand everything that we are going through. But the womb of Mary was what the Lord used so that he will be able to identify with our infirmities. And then he will be able to understand our language when we are speaking that emotional language of what he had also gone through. The womb of Mary was made ready for this great miracle. Have you made your body ready for the Lord to be used? Or do you use your body just anyhow? Jesus could not be born by a natural process as other women being are born. If he was born as other men, that would mean that he was just like a mere man. That would mean that he was another sinner. Because anybody who is born through a man and a woman is just another baby sinner. But Jesus was not that. Jesus was born in a unique way. But in a unique way to be able to understand the human being. Not a supernatural way that he will not be able to stoop down to be able to identify with us. Mary, the humble servant of God, was the one that was used. She made herself available for her womb to be used. She did not turn around and say that, no, Lord, I have my own plan. She did not say that. She accepted to be used as an instrument in the hand of God. I want to appeal to us. Is there anything that the Lord has been talking to you and you are finding it difficult to do? You can identify with Mary and ask God to give you the grace. And he will surely give you the grace and it will not be too difficult for you. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you. Thank you because you, the Lord, you decided in your own wisdom to come to the world so that you, the Lord, you can save us. But you go through human being. You go through a woman, Lord Jesus, to reach the world. Father, we say that even as we are looking at this wonderful woman, that you will meet all our needs as women. Those things that you, the Lord, you want to do and you want to reach others around us. Father, we say you will give us the grace to see this great revelation and to be able to say yes, Lord. Father, give us the grace not to fear, but instead to be bold in you. Thank you, Lord, because you can be trusted. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Venice Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.